school aid aims to help kids change their world. What I discovered when I was a school principal years ago was that the kids get the media from all around the world, and it's a little bit hard for them to understand how good it is for us in Australia compared to most of the rest of the planet. And I believe kids want to give, and they enjoy giving, they love to make a difference, but there wasn't always some tools for them to utilise. So we set up School Aid with a view to having kids access a crowdfunding site, a bit like GoFundMe, but just for kids, and for kids in philanthropy. So our aim is to have our children develop a sense of hope and optimism and be resilient, and also demonstrate entrepreneurial skills. So they run a campaign online, they reach out to the causes that they care about, but in so doing, they get the return that givers always get. So when you give, you get. And our aim then is to develop hope-filled, optimistic kids who become contributing adults.
Is the difference between just any old fundraising site and school aid the direction and the safety net that the children have when they engage you?
Yeah, look, partly. And we do supervise it, so it's all very safe. But the aim of the game, and most people on first blush see us as another charity that collects money to help victims. And while we do that, that's not the reason. The reason I started School Aid was because as a father, as a teacher, as a principal, I wanted my kids to feel that they could make a difference. I wanted my kids to have a way of benefiting from their own giving and making an impact and feeling that way.
And Maverick, you're one of those kids.
Yeah, I am. It's such an honour to be able to do this, and Sean, to be able to work with him because he's such a great soul, and to be able to work with him and him helping me through, like, each step of the way is such an honour to be with him.
Okay, let's rewind a little bit, and your idea, what was it?
Okay. My idea was to help other kids, and to, since the cyclone hit, all the news, and, like, you just saw on the news, like, made me feel emotional to see that happening, and to hear of schools that have been, like, all their, everything has been washed, like books and all that have been washed away, and, like, not being able to go to school and everything. Like, I reckon it'd be hard for them to be able to be in that situation, and they'd be really scared, because, like, they're probably worried sick about their school, their family members and everything, so I just wanted to help.
You live 1,000 kilometres away from the Mackay area, but you reached out to a school here. Why?
Well, why I did it is because I just, as I said, I felt emotional, and Sean jumped on and was like, these are the schools that hurt from the cyclone, and I personally picked Mackay Central State School because it was the smallest amount of kids. Mm-hmm. So that money will go much further than a school with 400 kids compared to 170.
Are you excited to meet the kids at Central?
Yeah, definitely. I can't wait. And in the mail I got some handwritten letters by year three, and I really can't wait to meet them, meet each and every one of them, because when I got them, that felt like made me feel so happy that they're recognising me and they're not just being like, yes, we got money. It's mm-hmm. actually, they're jumping that step further.
How old are you?
12.
Goodness. And this is what you wanted to do. You saw cyclone damage on TV and you went, I want to be able to help.
Yeah, and also I was on holidays at that moment, and Sean was telling me, oh, we should do a project and everything, and I was like, yes, that's what we need to do for this cyclone. So that's what we did when I straight away got home.
Did you ever imagine it would turn out to be what it is?
Definitely not. Like, I didn't know I'd be on ABC radio right now. I just thought that we would, like, I didn't even know I was going to get flown out here. And thanks to Dimex for, like, giving us books to give to them and everything. It's just such an honour to be sitting here right now.
And Dimex, you guys have been really an integral part of this, because Maverick raised some money, but you helped him get a little further and over the line.
We're in a very lucky position, thanks to our relationship with all the fantastic publishers, Australian and international, that when amazing kids like Maverick raise money, we're able to double that value in books to schools and that sort of thing. And we're just very proud to be able to join in with Maverick and Sean and be able to do some good and get out there and regenerate libraries of schools that really need it, because if we can't get the kids back into the reading after a tragedy has hit, then other things will take over, and we don't want kids to fall behind in reading. It's also really great to see a kid, even one as young as Maverick, taking the lead. And, you know, he really is proving himself to be a young leader. And he has seen an issue and decided to take action off his own back. And, you know, it makes me really proud to be associated with it and with him.
Dave, did you think ever that here you'd be 1,000 kilometres from home with your son as he gets ready to be the centre of attention out of school and make a difference, literally, to hundreds of children's lives?
I could never imagine that in 1,000 years. Like, as a parent, you always encourage your children to do the best they can and you stick by them. But when one of your children come to you and say, I want to raise money to help out with a flood appeal for people that are 1,000 k's away, it melts you instantly. So over a long amount of time and patience, they managed, between the school aid and Maverick's determination to get going with it, yeah, to come up with that money. Here we are now, a few months on, handing over some well-deserved material to help a school get back on track.
It's pretty cool.
It is. As a parent, I'm very proud.
It must be one of those proud dad moments that you're going to notch up on the wall next time he slams the door and refuses to make his bed.
Well, it's one of the happier moments that you can go back to. I remember what you used to be like. But we can go from there, yes, definitely.